like you're climbing a huge mountain and can't see the top of it, maybe you worry that you have zero answers for raising your kid and you're just winging it day to day. Well, friend, you are not alone. Your story is the story of thousands of parents just like you. But I want to let you in on a little secret today. You already have everything that you need to parent a deaf child already in yourself. Grab a fresh mug of coffee or tea and lean in, friend, for encouragement that I hope will be a balm to your soul today. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Did you know that I have a free community of women just like you? Busy moms who want to help their kids learn language faster while still getting all of the things done in the house each day. In the community, we share strategies to help our kids learn language faster and lean on each other for encouragement and support in this up and down journey of hearing loss with your kids. If you haven't found your community yet, then welcome home, Mama. Come join us at facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids. As parents, we are worrywarts. Some of us a little bit more than others. But you can't help to worry a little bit about your kids because you want them to be okay. One big thing that we all worry about is if we have what it takes to raise a child who is deaf. And I worried about that in the beginning too. When my first child was born deaf, my entire world crumbled in an instant. I worried how he was going to grow up, and I didn't know if we needed to learn ASL to talk to him. I didn't know if we could actually learn ASL. And if we would ever be able to actually talk to our child, how is he going to go to school? How is he going to have a job if he can't hear? All these things were racing through my mind while I was holding my 2-month-old new baby. And I was also learning just how to be a parent for the first time as well. And since I don't have hearing loss and my husband doesn't have hearing loss, I didn't think at that time that I could actually parent my deaf child well. Because I didn't think that I could ever understand his life. But we started from step one and we slowly rebuilt our world to include my children's deafness and to learn how to parent our children. And you know what? We learned and I learned. And I'm so much more confident now in my parenting than I was 8 years ago. 8 years ago, I was a mess. Okay. And do you know how I know that you can do this? Because I did it and I am doing it. And I'm just a regular parent. I don't have access to any special resources that you don't have access to in your own state, right? It came from taking lots of time for us to learn. We asked a ton of questions to everyone all the time. And we were willing to practice, mess up or pivot or say that didn't work, that wasn't a good decision, and then practice more or change our plan and keep doing that until we got it right. And I want to fast forward to a presentation that I heard at the EDDIE conference that I'm currently attending. And the plenary speaker was a woman named April Chauhan. And she talked about how parents already have what it takes inside of you to parent your child. And as I listened to her speak, I realized that she was right, that as parents, we judge ourselves very harshly. We think that the outside world is judging us for our decisions and telling us that we need to do this decision, that decision. But really, we truly know our children the best. And we really do know the answers for our children, and it is truly already inside of us. And that is something that I have learned over the past 8 years of parenting deaf children. And it's really kind of slowly built my own self-confidence in being able to parent my kids. So I want to talk a little bit today about how you can build your self-confidence and how you can be sure that you do have what it takes inside of you to do this parenting. So first of all, I want you to go back and get it. What does that mean, Elaine? Okay, so in this talk, in the speaker that I heard, April, at the EDDIE conference, she talked about this. And she, I believe, her ancestors potentially were from Ghana. And so she, this was kind of part of her like identity that she was talking about as well. But I thought this was a really interesting concept. And she talked about the concept of Sankofa. So, what is Sankofa? It's a word from the Akan, I may be pronouncing that right, Akan or Akan tribe of Ghana. And it basically translates to go back and get it. And what it means in that culture is it's not bad or not taboo to go back for what you forgot or left behind. And April was talking about that in the Ghana culture, they believe in moving forward. But they also believe that you can find hints and clues of how you should move forward by looking into your past. Okay, and why is this helpful? Because you learn things in your past that you can carry into your future, right? You learn lessons, you learn how to get through difficult times. And when you do that, you can take those lessons and you can move those forward to when a difficult time is going to happen again in the future. So I want you to think back to resilience in your family. Did your parents, go through really hard times growing up? Are your parents maybe immigrants to a new country and had to work really hard to make a better life for themselves? Right? Did you have to work really hard when you were younger or in your past? Right. And, when you think that to the resilience in your ancestors, resilience in your family, you should realize that what they went through, that same resilience runs in you too. So go back and get those lessons from your past. Go back and borrow some of that resilience from your ancestors. Go back and get it and bring it into the future to parent your child in the best way that you can. But I also want you to consider the road that you've already walked. I would suggest to make a written list about everything you've already walked through with your child, because my guess is you've already been through a lot with your child and you've already made it through a lot. But you know what? Our brains tend to forget. Once we're through something, they tend to forget about it. Okay, so making that list when you're feeling down or you're feeling like low in self-confidence or you're feeling like you can't do this, making that list gives you proof that you already did it. You already got through hard situations with your child and you can get through the next one. Because you already did it one time. And if you did it one time, you can do it again. So make that list and think about what you've already walked through with your child. And know that you have the ability to walk that road again or to take those lessons and keep walking the road in front of you. And then also, you know your child. You are truly the expert in your child. I know you're used to people telling you that and saying that, and maybe you don't feel like the expert all the time, but you are. You are with your child day to day. You know their mannerisms, you know what they like, what they don't like. No professionals know your child in like this level of intimacy. And this means that you can take anything that a professional tells you and you can make it work for your kids because you know your kids. You can go tell your speech therapist what toys your child likes to play with or what cartoons they like to better engage your child during speech therapy. You can tell your child's pediatrician exactly what your child's daily routine is and exactly what foods they will eat and what foods they throw on the floor. Right? And you don't need anyone else to tell you this. You don't need anyone else to tell you what to do with your child. You already know what to do for your child. You already have everything that you need to take care of your deaf child inside of you. And of course, there are other avenues of gathering information. It's so great to go to conferences like the Eddie one that I've been to. It's so great to ask for advice from other professionals. It's great to ask for advice from other parents. Gathering information will never be harmful to you, and it will always help you make the decisions. But I don't want you thinking that you are a failure and that you can't do it. You, sweet friend, are already so capable. I see it in you, and now you need to see it in yourself to move forward with your child. And when you book a coaching session with me, we can solidify the language goals for your child. I can help you find the time to practice language. I can help you, come up with language activities for your child. I can help you, process through the things that you feel like you are not as confident in. And I can help you gain more confidence so that you can better move forward with your deaf child. So if that sounds like something that you would love to have help in, I would love to teach you and coach you and talk with you. Just go over to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching and book your coaching call with me today, and we will get started right away. I hope this episode today calmed your soul. As parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, especially kids with hearing loss, don't come with a handbook. I want you to know that simply by being here and listening, you are doing a great job as a mom or as a parent because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. I'm proud of your efforts and I'm so glad that you're here. Have a great weekend and I'll see you next week. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.